On WCLV, IdeaStream Public Media, the Ohio Light Opera season opens June 13th with a musical that a lot of people think is just the perfect musical, and that is My Fair Lady by Lerner and Lowe. Stephen Daigle, who is the artistic director of the Ohio Light Opera, is with us with Jacob Allen. Stephen will be moving on and retiring at the end of this season. Jacob, who is a veteran of this company, will be taking on, and Jacob, you are directing. Is there any credence to that thought that it's almost the perfect musical?
Absolutely. It is the pinnacle, I think, of the or the culmination of everything that was learned artistically through the golden age period of American music theater, and it all comes together in this piece. And you know, one of the hallmarks of golden age musicals is that they tended to be based on quote-unquote high-level source material, often a book or a play, and this is an example of that, and I can't think of any higher source material than the work of George Bernard Shaw, because, of course, this is based on his 1912 play, Pygmalion. And so I think there's much credence to that thought of this being the perfect musical.
The movie, starring Audrey Hepburn and Rex Harrison, is indelibly in the minds of many Ohio Light Opera patrons. And I suppose there might be always visual competition between the Ascot section of the movie and any Ascot section of any production that they see on the stage. And I suppose your costumer is very aware of that.
Yes, I would say not only is there that, there's also Eliza descending the stair well on her way to the embassy ball. That gown, I think, is also very iconic, and those are both things that we have many discussions about in terms of how do we meet the moment, how do we meet audience expectations, but also do something new for our modern production of My Fair Lady.
That's opening on June 13th. And then, Stephen, you are directing Damn Yankees, which opens on June 16th, which is one of those musicals that uses a naughty word in the title. But somehow it has become respectable.
Absolutely. One thing interesting about this, you know, we're looking at My Fair Lady and Damn Yankees, two totally different styles, but only 1 year apart in their premieres. How many times has a sports fan been sitting in front of a television and looking at a team, you know, getting destroyed by another iconic team and wishing they could do something about it and would sell their soul to the devil if they could only make that happen? And that's what the story is about. Basically, somebody who, you know, is looking at the television and says, you know, I would sell my soul to the devil if I could, we just could beat those damn Yankees. But and of course, the devil shows up, and this person watching is transformed, and the show sort of unfolds. And it's iconic 1950s musical style. There's a lot of references to the 1950s, which is fun to watch this. And I say watch. We've been working on it as a design team, but I'm excited about watching this generation inhabit these roles. And I'm also, people are going to ask, you know, who's the devil, because there's been an iconic. And I'm happy to say that the person that's right next to me now, Jacob Allen, is playing the devil in Damn Yankees. And that's special for me to have Jacob inhabiting that role, which I know he's going to be fantastic at it.
Something tells me there's going to be a lot of inside jokes in the company about this whole thing. What's the devil's name in this show?
Applegate.
Mr. Applegate.
Yes.
And then there's Lola, who has that fabulous number that is designed to seduce the fellow who ultimately stands his ground. And that's one of those numbers that everybody just waits for.
Whatever Lola wants, yes, yes. And that one is also, we are kind of going to utilize some of the original, I would say, choreography and staging into that, because I think within that number there's four transformations of costumes that happen within that number itself, just because she has to keep showing a level of enticement, right, that plays out. And so
if this doesn't work, my friend, let's try this.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So yeah.
Jacob, you seem very nice. I don't see how you can possibly play the devil.
Well, that's the thing about the devil. The devil is nice. That's how they get you.
Yes.
Now we know. That's Damn Yankees, and that's Adler and Ross, and that is on June 16th. Stephen, you mentioned the age range of your company and how they're learning these musicals, which were probably produced before their parents were born. And I would imagine that every year you kind of watch and see how these musicals just kind of grab them around the throat and they're hooked.
Yeah, it's that's one of the joys, I think, for us. And I know, I mean, Jacob is, he's absolutely the one in charge of hiring all of our singers. But, you know, we've been with Jacob, and I have been with the company for quite a while. And, you know, you don't spend this much time doing this without really believing in the rep and what it can offer our modern audiences. We do things historically, but we give it a take that preserves that, but also makes it accessible for a modern audience. And what I know I enjoy, and I think I can speak a little bit for Jacob on this, is watching at the end of the season, these young singers inhabit and believe in the rep and what we do, the mission of what we do, and become, in a way, if I can use the term, disciples for our mission, and taking that into their own environments and helping lift this rep into a level that maintains its importance in our performing world, our society.
And that is an important thing, because every generation has its standard shows.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not sure I could mention all of them, but My Fair Lady, Damn Yankees, The Sound of Music, all of that comes from a specific era. And at some point, you end up with Rent and Hamilton. And the people that loved Hamilton may not realize that in 20 more years, there's going to be new musicals taking the place. And somebody will say, well, what is Hamilton? And that's the only way you know what it is when people perform this. Jacob, you're directing the boys from Syracuse. That is classic Rodgers and Hart. How did they decide to settle on the Comedy of Errors as a source?
You know, I don't know the answer to that, but what I can say is they made a really great choice. the Comedy of Errors is one of Shakespeare's funniest plays. Has to do with mistaken identities, two sets of identical twins separated at birth that don't realize that they exist necessarily. And that's comic gold. So the idea of taking that and turning it into a musical, I would love to have been at the kitchen table when they were deciding that. But it seems, looking back, an obvious choice.
The Boys from Syracuse by Rodgers and Hart, that premieres on June 25th. Jacob Allen is directing that. And also the season opening My Fair Lady at the Ohio Light Opera. Stephen Daigle is directing Damn Yankees, which opens on the 16th of June. And Stephen will be moving out of the artistic director role at the end of this season. Jacob will be taking it on. And everybody is looking forward to these three musicals. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.